Hold on.
There we go. We're live for the Labors of Soul Harvest Ministries, Broadcast Ministries, with Prophet Dale and John Caston.
Amen. God bless you all. It's a privilege and an honor to be here with you all again. Hey, listen, we have a dynamic word for you today. We are getting ready to do something awesome. We're getting ready to be a blessing to you. With the man of God is down in Memphis. He's preaching a dynamic week of services. And if you're down in the Memphis area, you ought to get out there and see him tonight. We'll give you some information closer to the end of the show. But I'm here with Pastor Keir. He's the engineer, the man of God. I call him the man extraordinaire. He does such an awesome and wonderful job. Hey, my name is Pastor John Cass, and I'm with Heart of God Ministries International, coming to you live out of El Paso, Texas. My beautiful wife, Lisa Caston. We want to come to you with a word from the Lord today. We want to bless you all. It's all about the mind today. We're going to talk about the mind and how we let our mind play tricks on us and cause us to sometimes miss what God is trying to do for us and with us. So listen, if you have your Bibles with you right now, I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7, particular verse, and I know that most people already know this verse by heart, and it's something that we use and we like to say. So I want to be a blessing to you today to try to get you to see how God wants us to establish and train our minds to do some powerful and awesome things. But until we get our minds together, we're going to miss some of the things that God truly and really has for us. If you would like to turn, if you have your word with you, we're going to go ahead and read. And it says emphatically, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." We want to focus in on the word thinking. We want to put a focus in on the word thinking. As we were preparing this word and getting together and praying and seeking Holy Spirit for wisdom concerning this, Holy Spirit started showing me something about the way we as humans think. And I heard Holy Spirit say, there are so many people that speak about mansions. They speak about luxury vehicles. They speak about endless amounts of wealth. They speak about living at the highest level, because they've been trained to talk like that, you know. And when we think and when we talk like that, we put ourselves in a position to where that's what we want to believe. We want to believe that when we talk like that. But the process of the mind actually fights against it. So you have a lot of people, like I said, they think about it in a whole different manner. And so we're speaking things, but we're thinking about it in a whole different manner. So what Holy Spirit showed me, he said, they're talking about all of these great and wonderful things, John, but yet they're thinking about poverty, thinking about lack. They're thinking about, I'll just move into an apartment, not a mansion, but an apartment. They think about, well, I don't want to spend money on this car because I can't afford it. They eat. Their diets are even based on the way they think. Well, to live healthy is too expensive. But yet we're speaking all of these great and wonderful things with our mouths, but yet our thoughts don't line up with what we say. So is my lovely wife on the line right now?
I am. Hey there.
Hey, babe. How you doing?
I am great. How are you guys?
Man, it is such a privilege and an honor to be married to you. But it's also a privilege and an honor to have you on the show with us today. And listen, we've been talking about this, and we converse with each other about this. You had told me something earlier about something you had read. Before we go any further, do you have just a few minutes just to explain what you were explaining to me earlier? I don't mean to put you on the spot, babe, but I think they need to hear this.
You're referring to the neurosciences part?
Yes, babe.
Okay. I was listening to this this doctor, she's a Christian neuroscientist, and so she studies the brain for a living. And what she discusses in her book, and I apologize because I'll have to look up the name of her book, but what she discusses in her book is that how the brain works and how we as Christians have to train our brain basically for what we want it to think. And it takes 60-something days, I want to say she said 64 days or 62 days, to change the thoughts that are implanted in our mind. So what that said to me was, you know, you have to keep saying it and keep saying it. And I think, which I know myself has been guilty of, you'll say something, but you're not standing on it long enough. You're saying it, but you're still looking at what the circumstances are saying. And as Christians, to walk by faith, we're not supposed to look at the circumstance. We're supposed to change what the circumstance is by what we're saying out of our mouth and what we're doing. And so when she said that, for me, it really blessed me because, for one, I'm a thinker probably more than I should, but it also for her to line it up with the word and say, hey, you know what, God has wired your brain this way. So for some of us that didn't grow up in a home where our parents were constantly speaking faith words or, you know, things like that, we grew up in a home where, you know, we didn't have that. We weren't blessed to have that, and we got it maybe later in life. So we have all those programs, those old programs running, like, in our subconscious. And so when we get saved and we're like, hey, yeah, the light bulb comes on, like, yeah, you know, Christ died so we can have this and we can walk in health and we can have all these things, but those other programs are still running in the background, and we have to keep saying the word of God and keep believing the word of God and cast those thoughts down when they come up, because they will come up because they're there. It's just like a computer program. If you don't get rid of the old stuff, it's going to keep coming back.
Wow, wow. That is amazing. That is amazing. It takes me to another scripture, Romans, I believe it's Romans 12:2. And be ye not conformed of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now listen, it is amazing that you're saying what you're saying, the Bible is saying what it's saying, and yet here we are now giving the body of Christ a recipe to change the way that they think in their mind. God has given us the ultimate recipe on how to think and align our thoughts up with our words. And I'm telling you, we have to change the way that we think. It's amazing that here it is. We have the keys to success, but yet we choose to make our mind believe the traps and the tricks of the enemy. Because I'm telling you, God wants you to have pure thoughts. Mm-hmm. He wants your thoughts to be pure. He wants your thoughts to be that of power. He wants your thoughts to be that of success. He wants you to see yourself and believe and think that you're victorious.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, if you are constantly allowing yourself to dwell in those past bad thought patterns, it will affect your future outcome.
Absolutely.
It will affect your future outcome just because of the way you think. People don't believe it when I tell them, you are what you think.
Mm-hmm. And that goes back to your original scripture, the Proverbs 23:7, that, you know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And be that good or bad, you know.
Yes.
God, and like I said, God wants us to think those good thoughts. But, you know, just for a lack of having a better explanation, you know, people say, I don't know, you know, watch me, and you and I have talked about this, you know, every year I get the flu, every season I get the flu. And then you know, that season comes around, and sure enough, they get it. And they're like, yep, see, I told you. Well, it's yep, see, I told you, because that's what you are speaking over yourself every year and every, you know, every time it rolls around. And it doesn't even have to be anything. It's you know, like sickness, confessing what your wallet says also, you know, I get money so fast and it's gone. Well, yeah, it is, because that's what you're saying. You know, instead of saying money comes to me every day and my bank account is full and, you know, my bills are paid, and speaking what you want it to be instead of speaking what it is and what you continue to have, but the things that you're saying, that gets ingrained in your brain even more so, and you become that.
Right. Now, another scripture, just to balance out what we're saying, if you go to Philippians 4 and verse 7 to read about this, because it also gives us and shows us that this is how God wants us to think. And it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Once again, here's the word of God emphatically telling us we need to think about good things, about pure things, about essence. If you find yourself thinking about bad things all the time, thinking about what you're afraid of, thinking about what you can't do, thinking about what's not going to happen, you're training your mind to believe in doubt. You're training your mind to look at life from a negative point of view, from a negative perspective. And so you find yourself thinking on bad situations. I'm telling you, oh my God, it's taking us all the way back to the God nature.
Mm-hmm.
Showing you how much power. You have powers with your mouth, what you speak, and you have power. You can even start thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to happen. The Bible says, let's go back to Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible turns around and it tells us, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does what?
Speaks.
It speaks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you today, glory to God, I'm trying to show you that your body was designed, it was created to process thought into words.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you start thinking it, it all starts playing out through that microphone called your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you're dwelling on in your thoughts, eventually your mouth is going to start speaking. You can't contain it.
Mm-hmm.
I hear one of the prophets saying, it's like fire trapped in my bones. It's got to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Those words have to come out. Those thoughts have to come out. And so let's just take it and put this thing into perspective. Let's put it into perspective. Along with you and Pastor Keir, we all have read the book about the receiving, the
deliberate receiving.
Deliberate receiving.
Mm-hmm.
The one main process that they tell us about is that we have to change the way that we think about life. Instead
mm-hmm.
of looking at life from a negative perspective, we have to look at life from a positive perspective. And when you start looking at life from a positive perspective, the law of attraction says when you start thinking positive things start coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you change your physical and natural vibration. Now, you have those naysayers, those Christian naysayers, that will tell you, well, I need to see it. I need to see what you're talking about. I need to see what you're talking about. You gave a reference to somebody saying that they get the flu every time. Now, I'm using this as a reference. Holy Spirit knows it, because we got to teach this thing. This ain't me talking and speaking this to myself. because I constantly tell myself I'm not going to get sick. Even when the enemy came against my body, the first thing I did was I attacked that thing with my mouth. I said, you a lie. I did not have what they say I have. I'm sitting here now telling you that I'm healthier probably than I've ever been in the last 20, 30 years of my life. And so what I want to show you is when I was younger, me and my sister, God bless, I love this woman, me and my sister both caught the strep throat at the same time. We both had strep throat at the same time. We ended up getting through it, and my sister, the next year, right around her birthday, she got sick again. I got sick again. Because me and her stayed close together, and so probably drinking water after each other and eating out the same spoon, all kind of stuff. Because, I mean, she was my rock.
Mm-hmm.
And so she says out of her mouth when we were little, every year I get strep throat. And me being a little sponge, I'm right behind it. Every year around this time, we both get strep throat. Years go by. We keep getting strep throat. So finally, I give my life to Christ. I'm at church one year, and I'm sick. I mean, I'm sick. I got strep throat and pneumonia, I think it is. And I'm telling you, Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, stop saying you get strep throat. Start telling yourself you don't get sick at all.
Mm-hmm.
This was back in the early 90s. I'm telling you, I have never had strep throat or pneumonia or any type of sickness like that since.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we got power to enter existence. If we think it and we believe it, I'm talking about you got to build your faith up to the most holy faith as God tells us, and we can see this thing manifest into something awesome, and we are now walking in total healing and deliverance. We're walking in total prosperity. We're walking in total wisdom. We're seeing things manifest like never before. I'm telling you, when you start thinking yourself into a greater existence is coming to your near future.
Amen. It makes me think about another scripture too, sweetie, that in Joshua 1:8, when it says the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And then, you know, when we think on, you know, break down what meditate is to, you know, to memorize, to ponder, to speak it, and just over and over and over. I remember hearing somebody saying to churn it around in your brain like a cow churns cud or whatever it is they chew. But just keep going over it and over it and over it and over it again. And then, you know, the Bible says, then, you know, we'll make our way prosperous and then we'll have good success. So,
amen.
You know, that just another scripture reference that's telling us, you know, that we can be successful, we can be prosperous, but it all starts in our thinking. It all starts there.
Amen. Well, hey, everybody, I want to thank you all for tuning in to the great Prophet Dale Hobson show. Listen, this man of God is in Memphis. We want to go ahead and give him a shout-out tonight. This man of God is in Memphis doing a 2015 New Year's revival. They're calling it Moving Forward in State, and the scripture that they're using is Mark 5:36, be not afraid, only believe. They're at the Cornerstone Church of God in Christ on 1350 Highway 196 in Piperton, Tennessee. The host pastor is Pastor Carl Trones. If I'm saying his name wrong, I apologize. Listen, if you have an opportunity to get out to Piperton, Tennessee tonight, get out there, support this man of God. Listen,
mm-hmm.
He has been tearing Tennessee apart with God's word. He's been down there bringing in the uninfatuated word of God. Listen, also, me and my wife just want to share with you, a few weeks from now, God has blessed us along with our dear friend, Pastor Keir Hedley. we're doing a radio talk show that's going to bless your socks off. It's going to bless your socks off. It's called Love Month with John and Lisa. Hey, God has even blessed us with this beautiful year 2015 that is going to fall on a Saturday. Our show is going to be a Saturday show, and it just so happens that it's going to start off on a day that symbolizes love, February the 14th. Listen, we're going to be dropping a little love in your ear on February the 14th, Saturday, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. We're going to be putting a little love in your ear with John and Lisa, Love Moments with John and Lisa. Please join us and take this opportunity to let us share our love and God's love with you. Hey, Pastor Keir, I know you're busy, but this is what you do, and I know you're like my expert at this. I want you to share the word of salvation with somebody real quick. If you don't mind, I know you're busy, but if you could do the call to salvation with us real quick, we would gladly appreciate it, man of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Yeah, it's a blessing being in the studio right now, for those that can hear me. It's such a blessing to do this show with Prophet Dale and John and Lisa. It's just an awesome blessing. And today, if you're listening on this broadcast and you are choosing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to repeat this word, these words after me. It'll bless you, and you'll be welcome into the kingdom. I guarantee it. Heaven, all of heaven and earth rejoices when someone enters into the kingdom. So if you would just repeat after me, Heavenly Father, I know that I have broken your laws and my sins have separated me from you. I am truly sorry, and now I repent and turn away from my past sinful life towards you. Please forgive me and help me avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive. This is my prayer. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. Please rebirth me, baptize me, and fill me with your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, babe.
No, I was just saying amen.
Amen. Hey, listen, we have a few minutes, and we want to put it out once again. We have a show, Love Moments with John and Lisa, February the 14th, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. Hey, I also want to tell you, on the show, we're going to be doing a little segment to where we're going to be reading love letters and talking about different love issues and different love moments in people's lives. We would like it if you would send us your love letters to Facebook, to my Facebook, John Caston, or my wife's Facebook, Lisa Caston, or you can send them via email to teamcaston@gmail.com. That is TEAM Caston, CASTON, @gmail.com. Listen, we want to be a blessing to you. We thank God for you joining in and listening to Prophet Dale's radio show. Listen, for you, this wouldn't be possible without you. Listen, join in on Thursdays, 5:30 Central Standard Time. Hey, God bless you. We love you. Before we leave, we want to share something with you that we do all the time. Hey,
One second. This is not a joke by any means. This is a blessing to be able to broadcast throughout the nation. We're getting ready to go some places that God is leading us to go to get this gospel all around the world. And we're not even playing. I'm not even playing with you. So we want you to tune in. We want you to tell your friends. We want you to tell your church. We want you to tell the people to tune in to the show. I also want to give those an opportunity to get with me and connect with me to see what God is leading to for you to do as far as a broadcast is concerned. We're getting ready to open up some massive doors for broadcasting, and I definitely want you guys to hear a new sound come February 14th for Love Moments. I'm working on something really, really, really special for them and that show, and so I just wanted to put that out there. We're getting ready to make some changes. Some things are about to change. So just keep tuning in, listening, and if you have somebody that wants to do a broadcast with us, get in contact with me. I would love for you to connect with us and see what we can do to help push the gospel across the nation. Also, tell them about them prayer lines too, man.
Hey, man, listen. I was getting ahead of myself. We're trying to wrap it up. We got a few minutes. Listen, there are some prayer lines out here that you can go on to. There's one that you can go to every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, Central Standard Time, and that's with Pastor Keir Headley himself. He does an awesome job on his prayer line. Pastor Keir, you want to share your number with him?
Amen. I can share that number with him. To join us on the prayer line, the 6 a.m. prayer line, it doesn't make a difference who you are, what church you come from. We just want you to come in and agree with us. To join us on the prayer line, the number is 605-562-0020. Again, that number is 605-562-0020. And then you have to enter an access PIN. That PIN number is 835-660-233, then the pound sign. Again, that number is 835-660-233, and then the pound sign.
Amen. Amen. Listen, and there's also a Monday night prayer line with myself truly, Prophet Dale Hobson, Prophet Sharon, and Prophet Wayne Pretlow. My lovely wife is also one of the prayers on that prayer line. Listen, we have prayer line is on Monday night. It's called Prayer Uniting the World. And that number to get on that prayer line is 605-562-0020. Once again, that number is 605-562-0020. And the PIN number for that one is 707-303-047. I'll say it one more time for those of you that need to catch it. It's 707-303-047. Listen, Monday night at 7:30 Central Standard Time, we are coming to bless you. Man, I'm telling you, God is so good. He's moving and doing awesome and mighty things on these prayer lines. People's lives are being changed. We're seeing miracle signs and wonders for healing, finances, deliverance. All kind of areas are being touched by these great men and women of God praying. Listen, before we get off the air, we want to share this dynamic word with you real quick. It'll take just a couple of seconds of your time. We just want to be a blessing. I command that everybody under the sound of my voice that you are healthy, you're wealthy, you're full of wisdom, and walking in total prosperity every day for the rest of your life. We like to do it twice just so we can get it into your spirits and have you thinking about it. I command everybody under the sound of my voice that you are healthy, you're wealthy, you're full of wisdom, and walking in total prosperity every day for the rest of your life. In our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Listen, we thank you once again for coming in and joining the Prophet Dale Hobson Show for Labors of the Souls Ministry, Labors for the Soul Ministry. Hey, my name is Pastor John Casson. I was on here with my lovely wife, Lisa Casson. Hey, bless you, and until we talk to you again, have a great week.